The Massachusetts primary campaigns for governor include one true political outsider. Republican Mark Fisher is a business owner who identifies with the Tea Party. This morning, as we continue our series of profiles of the Democrats and Republicans looking for their party's nominations for governor in Tuesday's primary election, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch looks at why Mark Fisher joined the race.
Just a mile or two off the Mass Pike in Auburn, outside Worcester, there's a railroad spur lined with plain-colored metal buildings, companies with names like Consolidated Fabricators, American Steel and Aluminum Corporation, and Merchants Fabrication Incorporated. Inside Merchants, you'll find a man bidding to be the next Massachusetts governor at the control panel of a metal cutting machine. Mark Fisher is cutting a thick plate of stainless steel with a high-pressure stream of water.
We start off with sheet and plate, flat stock, or tubing, round or square, and we shear it, bend it, roll it, punch it, weld it, water jet cut it. It's fabrication versus machining. A lot of people get them confused.
This shop makes small prototype parts for Keurig Green Mountain coffee roasters and big parts for General Electric power plants around the globe and a lot of other stuff for a lot of other companies you've never heard of. Inside the small bookkeeping office, Fisher has his desk. On it sits a portrait of Jesus Christ, a mug with the GOP elephant, and a tape measure.
Taking something from paper, an idea, and making it into something concrete, I like doing that. I like taking an idea, you know, in your head and making something concrete about it.
Mark Fisher has an idea for Massachusetts, an idea of a state that runs like a business.
If things are going well in Massachusetts, running as a Republican wouldn't have a chance to win as dog catcher. But I'm saying, no, things are terribly wrong. I think we're becoming dysfunctional. The fraud and abuse, the scandals with DCF, on and on and on, the drug lab, the compounding pharmacy. These are all Democrat problems. Isn't it time for change? Let's get a Republican there.
But not the Republican he's running against, Charlie Baker, the former CEO of Harvard Pilgrim. Fisher says Baker is really just a Democrat. It's why Fisher embraces his Tea Party label. He considers it a true alternative for conservatives, even though he has to defend that label all the time.
There is this biased Tea Party, bigoted, racist, nativist, blah, blah, blah. It's tough to fight through that.
Fisher grew up in western Massachusetts, in Westfield, to working-class parents. His mother had a second-grade education. He got accepted to college but decided to go to work at an envelope company. He joined a union. Eventually, he did go to college, earning a mechanical engineering degree at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. He later earned an MBA there, too. And on the campaign trail, he tells his audiences that schools should go back to teaching woodshop and home economics.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you for coming.
You should have been a carpenter. You hit the nail right on the head.
Well, thank you for that.
At the Deutsches Altenheim, an extended care facility in West Roxbury, Fisher's ideas made sense to resident Lillian Rice.
I agree. I mean, our boys were exposed to printing, to carpentry, to sewing, to home economics, cooking, and it didn't hurt them, it benefited them. Because even if none of them ever became a plumber or that, they had the exposure, and I think that he's right.
A defining issue for Fisher is state support for illegal immigrants, such as in-state tuition for their children or state-issued driver's licenses. He says giving those benefits takes public resources away from other worthy programs for citizens, less money for social welfare, less money for unemployed workers.
And what I've been saying is illegal immigrants, they have 50 states to choose from. If the benefits are cut off from one state, it doesn't solve the federal problem of them coming to the United States. But with regard to Massachusetts, it'll solve the problem in that particular state. Where are they going to go?
Out on the shop floor at Merchants Fabrication, one of the company's 8 employees is welding a flange onto a steel pipe. His name is Wanderson Amaral. He's an immigrant from Brazil. He's on a green card and just passed his citizenship test. Fisher wants to be there when he takes his oath. Amaral says there was a time before he worked for Mark Fisher that he was in the United States illegally for about 18 months. He thinks illegal immigrants should be able to get driver's licenses, and he says he told that to his boss.
Because I think some people really does the way I do.
pay tax. It's still illegal, but they pay tax. They have kids. They like to be here. They have a house, and they don't have a license. You know what I mean? It's not everybody who's bad or use the system.
Amaral says he and Fisher agreed to disagree, but Amaral agrees with his boss that there is a ton of abuse of public resources. It bothers Amaral that he knows people who get housing assistance and still drive nicer cars than he does. It also bothers him that he knows people who lie about their income to get waivers from public fees like school busing charges. Amaral says the system is poorly run, and he thinks his boss would fix it.
I just disagree a little bit on a license. But the rest, I really, you know, I think he can be a good governor.
Company foreman Jason Puckett thinks Fisher would be a good governor, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know, a lot of bosses you work for try to micromanage you, and he's confident that I can do my own thing. And when he sees stuff get laid, he'll come out and check me, for sure. But he's not about micromanaging, you know, people. He'll get people he trusts, put him in a position, and say, this is what I need from you.
Puckett says Fisher has increased benefits to workers and started sharing profits, too. He says Fisher has always given workers what they deserve, and they've seen him bothered when he sees people get something they don't deserve. But Puckett and other workers at Fisher's company never expected he'd run for office.
It was a surprise. He'd expressed his concerns about, you know, like any time something went, he said, can you guys believe this? You know, and then one day he just said, look, this is what I'm going to do. And we're like, whoa.
The will to get there and be flexible, those are skills that I think I have that I could bring into the governor's office. And like I said, common sense. I think a lot of people are frustrated with the lack of common sense.
And candidate Mark Fisher says if he were elected governor, he would sell his metal fabrication company in Auburn to focus on being general manager of the Commonwealth. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.